The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danka, Bharti Jagdish, and Ryan Huang. It's time now for Why It Matters.
Now, as the frequency of cyber attacks and data breaches continues to rise, Singapore leaders are now taking a zero-trust approach as opposed to preventive measures. Now, with threats from cyber criminals and advanced persistent threat groups ever evolving, Singapore's Tau Express and the Netherlands' CFLW Cyber Strategies are teaming up on a project that could help. It's called Project Bianco.
So the project aims to develop new technologies and it'll analyze, break and disrupt financial crimes which exploit virtual assets as a means of payment for illicit transactions. It'll work hand in hand as Tau Express specializes in using AI for intelligence analytics, while CFLW Cyber Strategies provides solutions at the intersection of strategy and technology. Let's find out a little bit more about Project Bianco. Lam Kwok Yan, co-founder of Tau Express, is on the line with us. Prof. Lam, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. So Tau Express, as far as I understand, it's a company that's developed a novel AI-enabled intelligence analytics technology. So it's intelligence case retrieval system and implemented projects with clients from various domains. Okay, I'm no tech guy. Perhaps you could break it down and explain it more for us.
Okay, so for Tau Express, we are basically a spin-off from a university project. So our main technology capability is to develop engines that we can automatically crawl information, in this case specifically related to financial crime,
okay,
from the open sources. And then we apply AI engines to automatically analyze and relay such information to potentially correlate them or relate them to some detected money laundering or financial crime transactions that is analyzed or observed from the dark web.
The thing is, we know that the COVID-19 lockdowns, by virtue of the fact that they moved a lot of human activities online, have increased the risk of cyber attacks and financial crime. Tell us more about the magnitude of this problem at this point.
Well, it's certainly growing quite substantially. I think the fact that people have a lot less opportunity to do face-to-face meetings, which is usually the means for verifying authenticities and integrities of data. So in this case, we sometimes don't even have the initial starting point that we know the data is genuine. We know we are talking to the genuine person. So this gives vast opportunities for cyber attackers to exploit, like through sending or phishing emails when the victim is expecting some business email from the partners or colleagues. So this substantially increased the opportunities for attack. And this is, of course, obvious from the kind of daily reports about cyber crimes, cyber attacks that is being reported in the media. And a lot of these things will eventually lead to data breach, because organizations, whether they're big or small, international or local, could be victims of this type of data breach attack. And what we observe is that eventually the cyber attackers will try to monetize the data breach by selling the data in the internet. And this part of the internet is called the dark web. And this is where our partners, CFLW, they specialize in observing and analyzing the dark web. And then the partnership between Tau and CFLW is basically when they observe some transactions in the dark web, then we can use the AI capabilities from Tau Express to look at the normal internet and whether there are discussions or information about certain, for example, cryptocurrency wallet, so that we can associate the activities or information in the normal internet as well as the one in the dark web. Mm. So this is one of the key things or key innovations that we are working on together with CFlow.
Prof Lamy, obviously you're talking about Project Bianco, and very timely, of course, with financial crime on the rise. Actually, I have two questions. First one is, what's the most outstanding reason as to why we have an increase in financial crime in this day and age? And the second one is, why did you choose a company from the Netherlands? I mean, what's the mutual benefit here?
Okay, regarding the financial crime, first of all, is as mentioned earlier, the vulnerability of a lot of organizations has increased because of the, whether it's COVID-19 or because of the connectivity they enjoy by putting up into the or joining the cyberspace. And with this exposure, so all this cyber attack can come in. And the key thing regarding to financial crime is, as mentioned earlier, the cyber attackers, they will eventually monetize the result of the attack by selling the data. And now with some of the fintech innovation, which is good to the economy, but at the same time, if you don't manage it properly, it can also be misused by criminals to collect proceeds from the sales of the stolen data. And of course, this is will become the traditional money laundering. And so this part of the financial crime is getting serious because of the ease of access of cryptocurrencies or virtual assets for supporting this activity, and some more with the cryptocurrency or virtual currencies. The expected characteristics of cryptocurrency is the anonymity. That means that criminals will be able to convert the fruit of the cyber attack into real world money without being detected or seen. So that is the anonymity together with the cryptocurrency and in the context of data breach or cyber attack. So that make the financial crime situation worsening. But going to your second point, why we choose to work with CFlow, a Dutch company. In fact, I knew the MD of CFlow, Mark, for quite some time. He used to be based in Singapore and working for the Dutch research organizations. And I started working with him on a blockchain project through the introduction of the cybersecurity agency. And we share our view on the fintech innovation as well as the need to manage risk that is brought along by some of the fintech innovation. And we both have some experience on law enforcement projects in the past. So that's why we try to position our fintech innovation into the risk management of the cryptocurrencies to help law enforcement internationally. Because you like it or not, the cyberspace is borderless. So it will benefit more than just Singapore or Netherlands. Mm. And eventually we can help create a healthier, safer cyberspace for supporting fintech innovation.
Mm. However, I do want to bring the discussion back to Singapore just for a moment. Specifically in Singapore, what kind of high-tech financial crime would you say is on the rise at this point?
Again, it is borderless as when it comes to the high-tech aspect. And I think we had a lot of the data breach, the ransomware. There's also a increasing trend in ransomware. And all this, whether it's ransomware or data breach, eventually the cyber criminals will monetize their work through the collection of cryptocurrency. And again, because it is more like, on one hand, the ecosystem for fintech is getting more mature, but on the other hand, the supply chain or the ecosystems of the cyber criminals are also excelling themselves. And so that's why it's forever a effort to manage the risk that is brought along by innovation.
Mm. Prof Lam, I got a bit of an off-the-cuff question, and I'll try to phrase it the best that I can. How difficult is it? Because you keep talking about how cybercrime is borderless. I completely agree with you. But how difficult is it for innovations like what you've come up with in Project Bianco to work hand-in-hand with law enforcement agencies like Interpol, for example? Because there are physical borders that sometimes don't realize that cybercrime has no physical border.
And that's why we find the need to work closely with CIFRO. On one hand, CIFRO work on the analytics of the dark web as well as cryptocurrency transactions. And eventually, all these things, as mentioned earlier, will be translated into traditional transactions in order for the cyber criminals to monetize. And for that, that's why I mentioned earlier also that if we observe, let's say, the cryptocurrency wallet being used in the dark web,
right,
we will also scan through our normal internet for leads, for hints about the mentioning of such cryptocurrency wallet address or other related information, so that we can eventually gather more information that is related to that particular financial crime transaction. So once we get back to the normal internet, we know nowadays you get your broadband, you get your mobile network all with identity.
Yeah.
So this is one way to help the law enforcement to eventually track down on the physical identity or the location of the cybercrime actor.
If we talk about this in the context of business, cybersecurity efforts within businesses, I mean, Singapore has decided to shift its posture from preventing threats to assuming IT systems have already been breached. So one might say, okay, that's a good posture to have. You'll always be prepared. But different organizations are at different stages of technological adoption, and each one would have a different appetite or budget to take on such projects. Some might say, do I really need all of this? And even when they admit they do, they might want a no-frills option. What are you doing to make adoption more palatable?
Okay, this posture is what we call cyber resilience. That means no matter what, the threat will exist, and some more the key issue is in our information systems. We don't build the entire thing by ourselves. It is set up with the assumption of certain trust with the vendor, with the supplier, because we are unable to assure the correctness of every building block. So we have to assume that certain loophole can potentially exist, and that's why the new posture is cyber resilience. And so given this mindset, I think it's very important, because at least we can educate cyberspace stakeholders to manage their expectations when they connect their systems to the cyberspace. The most important is they should have a false sense of security. We have seen a lot of time that organizations, they deploy certain cybersecurity technologies or products, and then they thought their system is very safe. But this is sometimes a kind of a false sense of security, because nowadays a lot of advanced cyber threats will tend to use what we call a collection of techniques in order to penetrate into a system. So it won't be just a single technique, one single path, exploiting one single loophole. So at the end, and that's why the current trend of cybersecurity is to view it as what we call systems engineering, because it is to look at the entire systems, not just one particular building block or one particular aspect of the system. And when we design the security architecture, we also need to adopt a systems thinking, that is to look at how different cybersecurity technologies can be functioning together in a coordinated manner to try to manage the risk of being attacked. Yeah. So coming back to the point of cyber resilience, so all this posture will help us better educate the stakeholders from minimizing the false sense of security and look at cybersecurity in a holistic manner.
For sure, the bad guy is getting more and more creative. We've been speaking with Lam Kwok Yen, who is co-founder of Tau Express Prof. Lam, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care, stay safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.